right through you.
Good morning, imposters, and happy Friday. Aren't you excited? I am. It's the end of the week, and I don't have anything major planned. Let me look. Nope. Not a thing. Wow. I can't believe it. I know there is something I was planning to sign up for, which I need to take a look at that and confirm the times and event space, but otherwise, I have nothing. Nothing. And it's a good thing, too, because this week has been challenging. I was going to say brutal, but that might be a bit much. And it was a short week on top of that. It was a short week. Remember, this day hasn't even really started yet. And all chaos seems to happen during a four-day week. Tuesday seems like a long Monday and so on and so forth. I know what you're thinking. Get to the point already. I'm almost there. I'm saying this because I feel our education system is on a decline, and the morale as far as parents teaching kids as well is right there with it. Here's my point. Drum roll, please. Every year, we have this project that we assign to kids. At a minimum, the kids can use PowerPoint, Google Slides for this project. There's a minimum of 3 slides. That's right. I said 3 slides. And it has to be about someone in the military that made a significant impact in society. They're given a handout or a rubric as an example of how it's supposed to be done. Disclaimer, I teach Navy JROTC. If you don't know what that stands for, it's Navy Junior Reserve Officer Training Corps. So, I don't teach English or writing. By the way, and we're not recruiting kids to go to the military. Our job or goals are to make them more informed citizens. If they want to go to the military, sure, we do help them with that. Anywho, getting back to my point. When I say flabbergasted when the first kid came up to present, that would be an understatement. Now, before I go on, here are some of the rules. 1, you need an introduction slide with a picture of your person. 2, there needs to be a slide on their background and or their accomplishments. And a final slide with your references. There needs to be at least 3 of them. Do not read from your slides. Simple, huh? No, it wasn't. And for the record, let me reiterate, these are high school students. That means they are in 9th through 12th grade. Okay, let me go on. I know you're judging. You got your judging ears up, all perked up, and you're shaking your proverbial head. But hear me out. So the first kid comes up. Slides are up on the projector, or on the screen, I should say. And my face is saying it all. But my mouth won't let the words escape. My thoughts. Make this make sense to me. By the way, if you don't know, that's our topic for today. Make this make sense to me. The kid's person, say it's John Doe. The name is not capitalized. Not only the name, months, dates, other persons, places, and events are not capitalized either. So much so that I stop her and I bring it to her attention because it's driving me crazy. Yet, she goes on, after I point that out, reading from the slide with her back to us. I know these are high school students, they're learning, so on and so forth, but I am actually shaking my head. Now what, I know the other thing you're thinking is, the teachers aren't teaching them anything. Is it the teachers? Remember, at a minimum, they are in 9th through 12th grade, in high school. Or is it the parents that aren't doing their jobs? Walk with me. I have a son. He's not in high school, though. He's actually 35 right now. But I remember any time when he was in school, that is, let me repeat, any time he had homework, I looked over it. Why? I'm so glad you asked. Because what he turned in needed to be correct. It needed to make sense. and it was a reflection of how I raised him. Again, the parents need to be responsible for their kids' education. So make this make sense to me. Last time I checked, capitalization is taught in elementary. However, after this project, I too wonder, are the English teachers just accepting whatever's turned in from high school students? Since they felt that comfortable turning in substandard work, what are they turning in their English classes? My other pet peeve was kids not being able to pronounce words, simple words, on their slides. It took me everything not to scream during some of these presentations. I had another student, when I say not pronounce, not just like words like pronunciation or audacity, she couldn't pronounce her person's first name. Yes, I know what you're thinking. I'm like, but that I have stopped again, informed the students, you can copy and paste words and put them in the online dictionary so it can pronounce it for you. Mind you, they're looking at me like I'm speaking French. Again, I'm shaking my hand, wondering if these kids were from Mars or from some other place, because this is unbelievable. Well, not so much. There was another student who just didn't get the memo. And that person, or that student, she had a person that wasn't even in the military. So not only was I shaking my head, but other kids were shaking their head and so on. Now for the record, most of my juniors, and especially my seniors, they had the formatting right. Everything was capitalized and so on and so forth. My blood pressure declined when they came up. Why is this important? Well, I'm glad you asked that too. If you have kids or any kids in school now, whether it's elementary, middle, or high school, it's your job. Let me repeat, your job as a parent to ensure your child is learning. Sure, there are teachers that are out there not doing their jobs. However, as a parent, you need to invest in your kids. And I know for a fact, someone just said, I don't have time. You don't know what I have to go through. Blah, 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 blah. Well, let me say this too. Those kids didn't ask to be here. And education is something your child needs to be successful in life. And it takes a village to raise a child. But this all starts in the home. For instance, if you didn't know, and I found this a few years ago. Schools are constantly removing important educational tools like cursive writing, for example. They're not teaching that in school anymore. They're not teaching timetables, etc. Just because these items or things aren't being taught in school doesn't mean these kids need to learn them. What baffles me most with this generation of parents and kids, you have time to get hair down to your ankles, the latest kicks that are $200 or more, and clothes, yet you can't pay for a tutor or take time to read with your kids or go over your kids' homework for that matter, but you don't understand why they're succeeding. Baby, help this make sense to me. I'm dropping the proverbial mic right now because we got to talk about this some more. Anyway, have a wonderful weekend and thanks for listening.